Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvantum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
The banners of the King go forth, the gleaming mystery of the cross, by which the Maker of all flesh was yoked in flesh upon the wound, where wounded as he hung on high by ruthless blade of sharpened spear, there flowed forth water mixed with blood to wash us clean from every sin. O noble tree with blood adorned, the splendid purple of the King, wood chosen from a worthy stalk, to touch and bear such holy limbs. O blessed tree whose branches bore the price and ransom of the world, like scales it weighed the body's worth and bore away the spoils of hell. Hail, altar victim sacrifice, for glory gained through grief and death, by which our life endured to die, and through his death restored our life. O cross, all hail our only hope, in this most holy passion tide, increase the grace of loving heart, and rid the guilty of their sin. O triune God, let all sing praise to you, the font of saving grace. Sustain forever those you save by wondrous mystery of the cross. Amen. He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendor and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the King fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He had neither beauty nor majesty, nothing to attract our eyes. I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They're escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. I will entrust all people to his care, for he has given himself up to death for all. God has blessed us in Christ, through him at the cost of his blood, we have been redeemed. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God has blessed us in Christ. Through him at the cost of his blood, we have been redeemed. It is precisely in this that God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Now that we have been justified by his blood, it is all the more certain that we shall be saved by him from God's wrath. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you. Because by your cross you have redeemed the world, we praise you. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
We worship you, O Christ, and we praise you.
As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deus salutari meo. Quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, ecce enim ex hoc beata me dicent omnes generationes. Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius. Et misericordia eius a progenie in progenies dimensibus eum. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordi sui. Deposuit potentes de sede, et exaltavit humiles. Esudientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in annes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be raised up, so that all who believe in him may have eternal life. The Savior of mankind, by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life. Let us humbly ask him,
sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that though in our weakness we fail, we may be revived through the passion of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam.
Amen.